Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Jim Hendricks from CCA California and Saltwater Sportsman's here. We're talking about CCA. We're talking about boating and fishing and all kinds of good stuff. Jim is a great guest and a wealth of knowledge and gives a lot of his time to keep us fishing, and we're very grateful for that. And got a great show going for you today, right?
Well, you're not kidding, man. It's just been a lot of fun and a lot of really great info going on this morning. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833. I'm so used to saying that. We're on the text side of the show here,
yeah,
on the stream. So not give us a call. You can call us tomorrow. But
right.
But if you want to join us in the second half of the show, send us a text, man. We have so
text
many great texts. Yep, we have so many great texts stacked up. And if you want to participate in the text, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. As we always say, it's a free download. The only way that you can text in your question. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just that name and a phone number is all we need, because you might be winning that killer full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Been a great show. Jim Hendricks, both representing CCA California, and as we talked about, the real job, he's our West Coast editor of Saltwater Sportsman Magazine. Just a great show, and we're really looking forward to talking more with you, and we're looking forward to finding out what's going on the water. We're going to continue with our catch report. We got the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Heads, has our FishDope.com report, again sponsored by Gamakatsu. If you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6, though. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not oversized. Both come in ringed or non-ringed versions. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com for more information. We got the man, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Jim. Great show. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah. So, okay, I love this time of year. We got so much more going on than we've had the past few months. It's just awesome. Okay, so check us out. This is a good story. So a couple, 3 days ago, one of my good friends and customers walks into the tackle store, hands me a beautiful piece of vacuum-sealed fish, and I looked at the label on it. Oh, this is cool. And he says we were throwing dippers and had them boiling in the corner.
Okay.
I just love that. Now, this was not Albies, not Yellows, not Big Eye Tunas. I'm talking halibut.
Come on.
It's got halibut.
Boiling in the corner.
Yeah, halibut. Boiling in the corner. In less than 10 feet of water, in between the kelp stringers. They had a tank of chovies and a little bit of secret dope about something else that they were actually targeting. And it turned out that this little cove was just loaded with halibut. They caught more than a few. I saw the pics. They had fish up to 18 pounds.
Sweet.
In less than 10 feet of water. Yeah, honest to God. Throwing dippers. Sounds like a story to me, Jim.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah. So, anyways, this was not up north at the Channel Islands. It was not Catalina or Santa Barbara Island. This was local, Palos Verdes, right here in our backyard. And kind of interesting, because a lot of that Catalina fish has been super shallow last. Like that, and looks like some of those local fish is too. Pretty interesting story. Never heard that one before. But anyway, thanks, Jeff. That fish was delicious. Locally, our water is cleaning up and warming up, and conditions on the beach are improving all along the whole area here. Some of the water in this area is 60-61 now, which is a big improvement over what it's been. And we'll see that bass fishing and other stuff start picking up here, too. So over at Catalina, you know, we had 2 weeks of really good sea bass fishing over there. A bunch of big ones were caught, a whole bunch of fish over 50 pounds. And on almost all the stock spots up and down the back there were biting. And, man, it just, like, flipped the switch there a few days back. It just kind of, I don't know if they swam away or just, you know, quit biting. Either way, it just got super slow. Few yellows, though, on the bait ground still, 18 fathoms west of Ben Weston. That was kind of interesting. And then over at Clemente, still generally slow fishing, surface fishing. You know, the bass guys are getting them. Tackle bass fishing's been pretty darn good. But in terms of surface stuff, I haven't been seeing it yet. A little behind schedule. But got some good signal yesterday. One of the sport boats over there had 7 yellows, and which is not a whole hell of a lot, but that's a big catch.
Hey, yellow is yellow. Take it.
Yeah, exactly. So I have no idea as to the size or as to the location. You know, like I said, it would just happen yesterday late, but really a good sign. Really a good sign. And then as those tuna fish, you know, pretty darn good fishing, to say the least, this week. Mostly nighttime fish, mostly jig fish, catchable size fish, 30 to 60s for the most part. But for the private boat fleet, you know, the stuff is pushed way out to the west. It's out there in the weather, kind of from the 60 up towards the butterfly. And it's the west end of the butterfly. The guys are getting stretched way out there. But, man, they clobbered it again last night. But for the private boat guys, man, you're going to have to be hardcore to go chase that stuff. But quite a bit of it around and soon coming. So that's this week's report. And I think it's just going to get better and better as time goes by. There's no telling what we're going to be talking about next week. I don't know. It's hard to top halibut boiling on the corner.
I like that, man. And, of course, fishdope.com has all the information for you. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, or lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Your $30 code. Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at store 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, it's getting, you know, really good, really interesting. Can't wait for what's going to be coming up here in the near future. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, Mark. Thanks
you, buddy.
A lot for that. Talk to you next week.
Well, speaking of really good and really exciting, let's find out what's going on the Tribute right now. We got our buddy Captain Mike Pritchard is online. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. A little bonus to the catch report. Always like hearing from the Tribute. And
then that sonar clicking in the background.
It's pretty cool, buddy.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to get a recording of this and just play it when I'm calling from home, so we got it in the background. We're out here on a little private charter. Actually, buddy Brady Daniels, we did a surprise 50th birthday charter for him, which it's pretty hard to keep under wraps and have, you know, 18 of your buddies come down and hide in the galley and wait for you to walk on the boat. But we managed to pull that one off. We
cool.
got a little bit of a later start last night than we wanted to, but we got to the grounds about 1:30 in the morning, and we ended up with 14 bluefin last night for our 19 guys. They wanted to bite there for a little bit. We just trying to get some of these guys to put the beer down and stop celebrating was a thing. But it all worked out good. But we did end up with 14 bluefin last night, mostly in the 50 to 60 pound range. Right now we're trying to find a kelp patty and see if we can find some yellowtail. And then there was some really good fishing for guys earlier in the night. So we got a few hours tonight. We're going to be doing that as well. But there's definitely some good hits to be had last night. We're going to be in pretty good position for it.
Man, this is just so exciting, Mike, that this is happening the way that it is. Now, we've seen it. Like, it looks like that fish is nice gray, too, huh?
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, last week, I think our big fish was 215. So,
Ooh,
bigger than it needed to be by a long shot. We don't need them quite that big. But, you know, that 50 to 60-pound fish, I mean, I don't know. They're probably some of my favorites. They pull. There's plenty of yield to take home. You know, they're healthy, fatty fish, and once they start getting over 100 pounds now, they just seem like they're a pain in the butt.
I mean, that's how I feel too. I mean, obviously everybody likes the big trophy. Don't get me wrong, and that's the thing that gets the flash bulbs and the headlines. But a 50 to 60 pound bluefin is manageable. It's catchable. It's a perfect eating size. Like the loins aren't too big to deal with. It's a ton of fish. If you know, you're lucky enough to go on the Tribute and bring home 250-pounders. I mean, you are absolutely stoked. It's my favorite. It's my favorite size, and they're catchable. You know, you're in for a battle, but it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, we've talked about it when I was in on the show more than once. Where, you know, we get some people now. They're like, man, I only caught 250-pound bluefin. I'm like, that's awesome, especially on a one day or day and a half trip. Like, I'm telling you, we're getting a little spoiled here as we get along, but talking to our group last night as we're getting ready to leave the dock, and I kind of gave them a rundown of the, you know, there's some 30, 40 pounders, 50, 60, there's 130s, and then there's one of those ones that we caught last week that was over 200. You start bringing up the bigger numbers, and a lot of these seasoned fishermen start shaking their head, and I go, I tell you, I'm right in there. I don't want to catch a fish over 100 pounds. And I'm glad there's people that still do, and, you know, it's available. But, you know, a 60-pound bluefin, it's
love that size. Bigger size.
We'll
that's
take
good
that.
Size. Hey, Mike, was that 215 on nighttime fish?
It was. It was on a knife jig. We had a stop. We had a couple of 130-pounder, 140-pounder, and then a 215-pounder that just kind of threw everything off in the mix.
Well, at least hopefully they had at least the right piece of tackle while that was happening, because if a fish like that catches you by surprise, it often doesn't end with a fish on the deck. That's great.
Yeah, no, it was a battle on 60-pound, but we got him.
Yeah, well, way to go. And if somebody wants to ride the tribute, you have some spots coming up?
Yeah, next weekend's already filling up. We do have trips leaving tomorrow night, Tuesday night. There's some of these weekday trips will start filling up here. We just need to get a little more momentum going. But the weekends are definitely a go, and they're probably going to be sold out here shortly. But it's been really consistent. You know, the Supreme's been out. I think they've had limits the last three trips, the Pacific Voyager as well. So it's not like it's an up-and-down thing right now. It's been pretty darn good, and like I said, there's guys last night that had some epic hits earlier on, and we're gonna go tool around, see if we can catch some yellowtail and be back on the grounds here tonight. And, you know, like I've talked about on these day and a half trips, we're gonna keep them all at 5 p.m. departures unless we're doing a turnaround. You get basically a night and a half and a full day of fishing. It's you know, we'll be fishing till night, till probably about midnight, which should be plenty of time to get this one done, and hopefully that's the case. But lots and lots of fishing time on these early departure day and a half.
I don't know how you guys keep up with it between the captain and the crew and fishing the amount of hours that you do on the trip. It's quite a value for the angler. Well, Mike, we sure appreciate it. If somebody does want to book one of those trips, either grab one of the last spots for the weekend or grab one of your weekday spots, how do we do it?
Seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. You can call Seaforth 619-224-3383. And I've got some pictures up from last night and this morning as well. We had a pretty cool crossing with the Intrepid this morning. I got some oddball rainbow in the background, even though it's not raining. And our breakfast, our Moco Loco. But take a look at all that and our fish that we caught last night. And yeah, book a spot and come out here and fish with us this weekend or this week.
Great job, Mike. Thanks for keeping us up to date. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon. Good luck with the trips.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. How cool is that, man?
That
that's
wraps
my favorite.
Up our catch report.
That's
yeah.
it, man. Today,
it's so great to keep getting the calls from the boats, and Mike is so good about that, too.
And like you say, it's just the feel. You couldn't have said it better. The feel of hearing that sonar clicking on the background, knowing that those fish are biting right now, knowing that they got a bunch of blue fins in the RSW, it's just, man, I love it.
Does that get your butt boiling there, Jim?
It does.
Yeah.
Like, just that tapping of the sonar, man.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
No doubt about it. Well, when you do go fishing, you got to deal with that fish, and nobody does it better than the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the brand-new, easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. And again, be sure to make your reservation today. Now is when it starts to happen. Things get busy, processes start getting full. When you're going, make your reservation, make sure you got it. You're all good.
For sure. Yeah. This hour, of course, the app is the way to go. Text us on the app, and we'll answer your questions. You have a great text, right?
I thought so. It's referring back to the Star Tournament. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. Love it when Jim comes on. Jim, can you tell me what is the cutoff date for entering the Star Tournament? And also, can you enter a catch the same day that you enter the tournament? That's from Matt in Apple Valley.
Matt, great question. The cutoff date is, I'll say this, the cutoff date is Labor Day, because that's the last day of the tournament. You can enter any time up until the end of the tournament. So, to get the maximum benefit out of it, I think you should enter before Memorial Day weekend, get signed up, ready to go. And yes, as long as you sign up for the app ahead of time, that same day, you can then later in the day go ahead and once you have the Fishing Chaos app and everything, you can enter a fish. Now, we'd like to say, hey, enter the tournament before you actually go fishing. So, and don't wait till you actually catch a fish and then enter, because we do have time codes on the Fishing Chaos app, so it'll indicate whether or not you've actually entered the tournament yet or not.
And
so,
you're going to need your fish ruler, right, to do it.
Yeah, you're going to need the fish ruler.
You can't kind of play the system and just wait until you catch your 18-incher and then decide to put your money down.
Exactly.
Like you said, you got to have the app, you got to have your ruler, and you don't get that until you're signed up.
Right. And you can, by the way, you can enter up to 2 fish per day in each of the categories. So you can enter 2 bass on a day or 2 tunas. By the way, I was mistaken. Skipjack's not part of the tuna
yellowfin
species.
And bluefin.
Yellowfin, bluefin, big eye,
and big
albacore.
And albacore. Okay.
And so, my recommendation is sign up early, because the other thing is, you know, we've got all kinds of cool things happening. There's one thing I didn't mention, we've got a kids program where we're going to be giving away 3 $5,000 scholarships.
Wow.
In the youth category.
That's
well.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So cool. I have a question. Yep. So you're fishing on a sport boat. You're fishing on the Liberty, and you don't have any internet access. Can you enter your fish when you come back to the dock?
Sure can. Yeah, you just got to take a picture.
Take a picture.
Take a picture, and the picture will be time coded. And then I did that. I was out fishing, and I had a fish, and I didn't have internet, and I took a picture. The picture's all time coded and everything. And then when I got back home and washed the boat and sat down and was drinking a beer, I decided that that's when I was.
That's when you're gonna.
I went ahead. I like to do it the same day. You don't want to do it. I don't think you should do it a day later, but you can.
Okay.
You know, as long as you're signed up as part of the tournament. Yeah.
So I just want to go through the process for this. Is the CCA Star tournament that starts Memorial Day weekend, runs through Labor Day weekend. $40 to enter if you're a CCA member.
Right.
Everybody, and you do it through the Fishing Chaos app.
Actually, you enter through the CCA website. You know,
CCACalifornia.org.
Yeah.
Just do it. But so here's the process. You enter the tournament, pay your money, you get all your ruler, your rules, and everything like that, eligible fish. I catch a sand bass that's 18 inches. Then what do I do?
So you put your measuring device down. I wish I'd brought one because we got a camera here.
Yeah.
Put your measuring device down, put the fish's head at the zero mark and the tail wherever it falls. If it's over that 18-inch limit, go ahead and take a picture. I take a few pictures just to make sure.
Yeah.
Take a picture, and then you can do whatever you want with the bass. You can keep it, of course, or you can release it, you know, whatever you want to do with it, and put it in the gunny sack, whatever you like.
Yeah.
And then save that picture, and then go to the Fishing Chaos app, which you have to download after you register. And then you enter that in the Fishing Chaos app. It's really simple. But
yeah.
It's,
and then you're in.
If I could do it, and I'm kind of a techno dweeb.
Yeah.
You know.
And like you said, the guy that won the boat last year had only entered 2 fish.
2 yellowtail.
That's so cool.
2 yellowtail. On a sport boat, by the way.
On a sport boat?
Yeah, you caught them on a sport boat. By the way, you don't even have to have a boat. You could catch them from the surf. You could catch them from the pier. Wherever you catch that qualifying fish, it counts.
Yeah.
Kayak, you know,
whatever you can do.
That actually, the Fishing Chaos app was born in the kayak market. That's where they really started to develop it, so those guys could lay, you know, put this measuring device down, lay the fish on there, and then release the fish afterwards.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
That's cool.
Hey, I found another great text here. Let me bring it up here. Of course, you can only text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And good morning, guys. And it's from David from Escondido, and it says, good morning, guys. Great show this morning. I'm one of those passionate fishermen, boat owners, who cares about the future of our coastline. Where is the best place to sign up for CCA, and what is the best way to support? Also, is there anything can be done while out on the water to contribute to the cause? It's very good.
Wow. I have to thank you for that question. Yeah. That is incredible. You can sign up for CCA. California, CCACalifornia.org. That should be easy to remember. Or, you know, if we're like it, we were, that's the best way right now. And during the show season, you could stop by our booth, sign up at the booths at the PCS show or at Day at the Docks or, you know, those kind of places. We're always there too. So, but the best way is just to go online. And by the way, there are more than a $40 annual membership. There's all kinds of memberships you can sign up for. The 3 of us here are all lifetime members. We all signed up as lifetime members of CCA California. That's $1,000. They can bill you if you want to join that way, and it gets you into most of the CCA events for free. Not the Anthony Shea Awards Dinner, by the way. But it will get you into the most. And speaking of CCA California events, I have to bring this up. On May 17th, by the way, you could go to this event and sign up. We're having the Apps and Taps. It's the fourth annual Apps and Taps Festival. But believe it or not, we're honoring our good friend Pete Gray with the Beacon Award. I promised I was going to embarrass him here about this. Now, Pete's been, I'm sorry, Pete, I'm going to turn into the interviewer at this point.
It's all right.
I was on a show back in the 1990s. That's how long the show's been around, 34 years, is that correct?
It'll be 34 years in September.
Yeah, and since 1991. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Whoa. Unbelievable.
We're getting old, Jim.
I feel like I'm 24.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. We've got to keep rolling. Yeah.
Anyway, Pete, he's going to be honored with the Beacon Awards given annually to an individual who's recognized in the fishing community and demonstrates the vision, the leadership, the commitment to conservation that exemplifies Pete Gray.
I couldn't agree more, Jim. Yeah. I think that's awesome. I'm really excited to be there. And I couldn't agree more. Not a more deserving person. And Pete, I know you're too humble to say it, but you're right. I mean, Jim, how many years have we just been enjoying this? And, you know, Pete, you do a better job than anybody. It helps spreading the word. And you put, you know, we talked about Dave and putting the amount of time and effort into our fishing industry, and you're a perfect example of that. And well, I'm really proud to call you a buddy and a partner and everything else, man. It's very well deserved.
We should be getting a co-award.
No.
Well, actually, I don't know how many of you know it, but Pete is also on the board of directors for CCA California. He serves on the marketing committee with me. He does so much work for us in supporting CCA California. I really, you know, the one question I was thinking about on the drive here, I said, since 1991, what do you think is the biggest change you've seen in the sport fishing community here? What is the thing that's really changed fishing here in Southern California?
Boy, that is a hard question, Jim. That is a very hard question. What has changed the sport fishing community? You know, I think one of the things that's key, and I don't think it's the biggest thing, but I think tackle. I think the improvements in tackle have just changed the way we fish. For example, going rockfish fishing. Back in the old days with the Penn 6-0 and monofilament and the thing on the rock cod plate. Yeah, thanks Rock Cod Rick for that. Now you go out with a Trinidad 12 and, you know, 65-pound Power Pro or even 30-pound on one of the new
OSHA jigger,
yeah, and a light rod, and you go catch rock cod at 500 feet. I think and then go out and catch 200-pound yellowfin on a 20 size or a 16 size reel. I think that, to me, is just the advent of the changing in tackle has really been life-changing for fishermen and their experience on the water. And I think that's what it is. It's all about experience on the water. So I have a question.
Okay.
Do I have to give a speech or something at this event?
Oh, we absolutely.
I'm really coming. All right.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Well, if you want to show up and hear Pete's speech. We're all waiting. You know, we really are looking forward to an incredibly motivational speech.
Yeah, very well polished.
The Apps and Taps Festival is going to be on Saturday, May 17th. It's going to be at the Marina Village right here in San Diego. This is being put on by the San Diego chapter of CCA California.
And I know I was talking to John Ireland from Rancho Leonero the other day. John's coming down.
Says,
yeah, I guess I'm coming down to do a little roast for you or something like that. I was like, okay, bring it on.
That could be a dangerous one. I know John's got a lot of ammo, I'm sure.
I think you've enlisted a lot of people to talk about things.
They have.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
A little scary. But thank you, guys. And I'm honored by... thanks to Dan and for Arnie and all the people from the San Diego chapter for bestowing this honor of the Beacon Award on me. And I'm very grateful and thank you for all their hard work and those guys that do so much hard work. But it's going to be a fun event.
It will.
The thing about Apps and Tap, I was telling a good buddy of mine, Larry Grind, the other day, he goes, should I come to this event to honor my buddy? I was like, Absolutely, man, because first of all, Larry loves to eat.
Okay, well, then he should
come. And he loves to drink. Yeah. And the food is unbelievable.
It really is.
Jeff from Sushi on a Roll always rolls out some big giant tuna and does unbelievable food.
It's so good.
Dan, the pizza man, does his Captain Dan's Pizza Kitchen that's going to be there. Dan will be making pizza. Last year they had Mexican food. They have different breweries with different taps offered, and there's wine and sodas and water and everything like that. It's just kind of a fun celebration.
It is.
It's very casual.
Yep.
But you're going to eat, and you're going to drink, and you're going to have a real good time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good time.
What's better than that?
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it. I'm going
to
be there.
Yeah, it's a good time. And it's right next to C4 Sport Fishing there in Mission Bay. Really nice venue, nice indoor venue, and it's right on the water.
Yeah.
And I believe for CCM members, it's $95, right?
That's correct,
And you can buy tickets at ccacalifornia.org.
Yes. Yeah, doors open at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes till...
So
you're done with that long speech.
Long,
I mean,
that long speech.
There's no reason to put an end time on it, knowing you're going to go somewhere.
Everybody's going to be celebrating the award, so we may go late. You never know.
Not likely. I want Steve Pinard to hang out, and Ricky, too. So, yeah, we'll make them quick. Yeah, for sure. But thank you, guys, and that's going to be a fun event. It's just a good, fun event.
Yeah.
And all of these different events, this is the CCA is a national organization, and actually the CCA California is one of the younger parts of that national organization. And one of the keys when, as you know, because you were there from the onset like I was, that the guys from Texas were talking about is the key is local chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And the local chapter events are how they raise money for the cause of battling, you know, the sand bass issues, battling bluefin tuna limits, battling whatever issues we have to battle.
There are so many issues that we've won on, and we've had victories, but there are so many more facing us.
They're just going to keep on coming. And this is the way that they raise money, that we raise money at CCA California to fight these fights, hire the lobbyists, hire the different people to keep Chris and Tony employed, you know, give a good retirement party to Wayne, whatever. But anyway, it's really a great organization, and this is the way we support it. And all the different chapters have, like Orange County has a golf tournament
right.
that they do.
Mm-hmm.
The Apps and Taps is the San Diego chapter.
Yeah, the Inland Empire has a shooting event.
The shooting event. Yeah.
So we have. It's not just, you know, we do all kinds of fun things. But I want to encourage everybody to come out for Apps and Taps. Everybody in San Diego.
It's
all
be fun.
By the way, as part of your admission, you become a member of CCA California.
Oh, that's part of the $95.
That's part of the
$95. And what if you're already a member?
You still have to pay.
Yeah, but you get an extra year.
But that membership gets tacked on.
You get an extra year on top.
It gets tacked on to your CCA membership. So it doesn't go to waste.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, but local chapter events, all of that money stays in California to fight for CCA.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So everybody needs to show up and honor Pete and have a good time, and I think it's going to be a huge event.
Eat some apps and drink some taps and
have
a good time, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be a blast.
For sure. Now, do you have a great text?
I definitely do. I want to read this one. Pull it right back up real quick. It says, hey, Jim, it's Dave from Marina Del Rey Anglers. Hey, earlier in the show, you guys mentioned how well-funded the opposition can be. Can you tell us who our opposition is? Who is it that wants us to not be fishing?
Okay. I have to consult counsel on this one, I think. So the main opposition that we battle usually comes in the form of the Natural Resources Defense Fund. That's a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a global organization that's been battling for protectionism, and that's called Azul. You may not have heard of Azul. Wow. Sounds like something out of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But Azul is a global organization. They're the ones that have been pushing very hard on increasing the MPA network, as well as the 30 by 30 issue, trying to set aside more of the coast. There's the Environmental Defense Fund is another organization. There's one, and here's where I probably need to seek counsel. There is one group that you will hear about that you probably think sounds okay, and it is called Fish On. I wrote an editorial about Fish On in the next issue, the June-July issue of Saltwater Sportsman magazine. But Fish On is a bit of a false flag.
Yeah, wow.
on their board of directors for Fish On are organizations like the Environmental Defense Fund, the Natural Resources Defense Fund, and Azul. They come to the meetings, they tell them they represent the angling community, and yet they do not speak, they do not portray our point of view.
Wow.
In other words, in the sand bass meetings, they definitely were lobbying hard for a complete closure of the sand bass season this summer and for summers to come. So when you hear, it's an effort, it's a smoke screen, and it's an effort to dilute the true voice of the angling community. So when you hear, if you get something from Fish On says join us, we would. A friend of mine, he was a PR guy, national PR guy. They invited him. He joined the board of directors, and I called him. I said, "You know who this group is?" And he says, "Yeah, maybe I should have done some more research." So when you get something from Fish On, I think it's fishon.us is their website. They'll go. You'll sound like they're a fishing group, but in reality.
Wow. They're not. They're
a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Interesting. Yeah. So the other one that's we have to be careful of is the Surfrider Foundation.
I was going to say the same thing, Pete.
Right?
So,
and I'm a surfer.
I know you are. Yeah.
You know,
so I remember
the same person.
That's the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Same person who started Fish On was the one behind the Surfrider Foundation effort to expand the MPA network and promoted the 30 by 30 process.
Yeah.
She is the same one.
Same person.
So Fish On is a spinoff of the Earth Island Institute based up in Berkeley. And this is what they do. They sponsor environmental activists around California.
Yeah.
And they're probably spread across the country. But they go out and say, hey, we're fishermen, and we support no fishing. And you're like, when they testified at the commission meeting, I go, who is this group? So I said, well, why are they not one fishing group or the regular fishing groups, like CCA or SAC or any group that was represented there, came out in favor of a closure for barred sand bass except Fish On. And so that's what spurred me to start looking into them. So if you get solicited to join Fish On because you think it's a cool organization.
Or Surfrider Foundation.
Or Surfrider.
That is the lamest thing I've ever. How lame do you have to be to do that? So
the Surfrider.
Gets me.
Surfrider thing was the rank and file surfers did not agree with that position. And AFCO actually went out and sent letters to the rank and file members and said, do you agree with this? And they rebelled against the Surfrider Foundation.
Wow.
That's cool.
Wow. It's crazy. Read the fine print
before you
join any organization.
Well said. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of the great text messages, and a whole lot more with Jim. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap at the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort, the Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kid Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And boy, oh boy, we talked about it. The annual bottom fishing tournament right now.
Oh man,
that Osea jigger! I am so excited to go out and catch some rockfish with some jigs on the Osea jigger. A little 30-pound test on that Osea 25.
It's
powerhouse. And then you can catch a 100-pound bluefin on it too.
Powerhouse is the word. That thing is crazy. The amount of the frame construction is so rigid, long handle, big. big arm, big gears, big power. It's crazy the amount that that thing makes. And it's cool to have a specialized jigging reel. It, like you said, though, that's the point I wanted to make. It's not just for rockfish.
Yeah.
Yellows, school-sized tuna, whatever. It is a powerhouse of a reel and a very unique platform.
You match that thing with the right rod, and it is going to be one of your favorite weapons in the
I like that new grappler type J.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar. Find tackle dealers.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaboard, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaboard Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again. Having a great time here this morning with Jim Hendricks in the studio. Having a lot of fun with your text and a great time. If you want to join us here in the second hour, still plenty of time for you. Send those texts right through to the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. Like Brian from Fountain Valley just did. He says, what is the best and easiest way to support CCA, Jim?
That's a good question.
Yeah, well, it's simple. Just join CCA.
Just join.
Join. I would, you know, you can do more. We welcome volunteers, join your local chapter, ask what they need done. They are always looking for volunteers to help with events. But essentially, I would sign up for CCA, an annual membership. But like I said, $40, I spend that much on coffee in a couple of days. And then I would say, you know, fish the Star Tournament. Sign up for the Star Tournament and fish the Star Tournament. It's a great way to support CCA because all the money stays here. It's a great way to brag about your catch. I call it, you know, win swag while you brag.
Yeah. Win a boat, an 18-foot Parker from West Coast Marine with a Yamaha 150, right?
A 150 with a trailer. It's beautiful.
It's a great rig. I had an 18. That 18-foot Parker is a do-all. You fish
I used to fish Pete a bunch.
It's a great boat.
How much I liked it is, you know, Neil and I keep our 25 Parker over in Mission Bay. Pete kept his here, and, you know, anytime we were fishing the bay or something, we would just, you know, I would just borrow Pete's boat because, I mean, it you know, we're used to fishing on a 25. That 18 is huge. Yeah. All day, people, no problem. Great. Big bait tank. It was great. I love that boat.
Islands, take whatever.
No problem.
Yeah, it's a beautiful.
It's dry. It's fast. It's excellent riding for an 18. It's really big for an 18. I love it. Somebody's going to win such a cool boat. I hope that somebody is me.
I have to say this, too, because last year, board of directors could sign up for the tournament. This year, we decided there are no board of directors can sign up for the Star Tournament.
No. Bummer.
Oh, no. Man.
So you and me,
so
you
add back in Mexico, and then you cut me out.
I don't want to end up with a situation where I sign up and I win the boat. Look, that would be bad.
I would have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Ricky, would you have a problem with
not
that?
Not one bit. Yeah.
But that's a great way to sign up for the Star Tournament.
Yeah, sign up for the Star Tournament. And then, you know, if you want, we're always looking for volunteers. And we're also, if you're a company, we're always looking for prizes. You know, if you want to donate a prize to CCA that we can raffle off or auction off. Yeah. That's a great way, too.
Very always necessary. Yeah. And along the same line, Jason in San Diego says, my question is, can you buy or sign up other people like your friends for CCA, or do they have to do it themselves?
You can sign up your friends.
You can gift the membership.
Yeah. That's what great. I do at the South LA Barbecue, I sponsor a table. So I buy a table for all my friends and say, you know, it's a $700 table. I said, you guys don't have to pay for anything. Come sit at the table, enjoy the great Santa Maria barbecue, look at the raffle items, the auction items. It's part of the deal. Just joining me for 4 hours at the barbecue, you will get a CCA membership. So that's what I would do. I'd say find a chapter that you want to support. The San Diego chapter is a great chapter. So is the L.A. chapter. So Orange County chapter, incredible. So we have
Inland Empire chapter.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara chapter.
Santa Barbara, Morro Bay, Kern County chapter. Find a chapter that you want to support,
And then invite your friends. Say, hey, let me buy you a seat at the table for one of the events. And you can see what a great organization it is. And at the same time, you're getting an annual membership.
Or sign them up for the Star Tournament.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Yeah.
You could,
man, no I'm still reeling, though. I was in last year. I was like, man.
I think you're ready to resign from the board just to be able to.
Yeah. Pete's going to take a hiatus somewhere between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Can I temporarily be out?
I was signed up for it too last year. Yeah.
So you have a
I did,
right?
Yeah. This says, good morning, guys. This is going to the fishing side of Jim, and I wanted to read this one because we haven't hardly got to hear any of the expertise of Jim on the fishing side of things, and I thought it was a great text from Rob the Barber in Oceanside. He says, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my text. My question this morning is on the subject of getting your bait to the fish first. Jim, what are the tactics that you use when fishing at the rail of a sport boat to get your bait the furthest out? What is your opinion of the best way to pin a bait on to get it to swim away? That's all from Rob in Oceanside.
Wow, that's a big question. Well, first of all, I'll tell you, Rob, I don't fish a lot of sport boats. I have my own private boat, but that doesn't mean we don't compete to get the bait out to the fish first. If you want to swim down, it's, hook it back by the anal fin. That's, and I got a lot of friends who do that. They hook it back by the anal fin. The bait swims down. That's the way to do it. I don't know if it's important to get it out there first or get the best bait out there first, because big part of it is just picking the right bait. That's a huge part of the whole deal. Is get a good bait, good lively bait. In my boat, when we have a tank of sardine, we look for what we call the blondies, which are the kind
and
of...
And that's exactly what Joey said from Everingham Brothers last week, blondies.
He talked about the blondies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look for a blondie. It's a lighter color, the lightest color sardine you'll see in the tank. It's not, doesn't have blue sides. It's greenish, very light color green. Get the blondie out there. By the way, I tend to fish the way I hook it primarily, if I'm just going to get it out there quick, is I hook it up through the roof of the mouth and out through the top of the head. That's the preferred method. Whether I'm fishing with a circle hook or with a J hook, that's how I fish. That's how I fish the sardines. But you guys fish sport boats a lot more, so I'm going to defer to you guys to tell me what to do.
Part of my thought with Rob's question was when he said, how do you get your bait out the farthest? And I used to always think that was the most important part. I like to fish longer rods and get my bait away from the boat the farthest. And that is still a part of it. But I have learned that is not necessarily the best thing. Like, if you make some big overhand cast and your bait gets an extra 5 or 6 or 10 feet, but your bait slaps the water real hard from making that cast, it is often not as effective as making a much nicer, lower to the water, easier entry for the bait. So, I've learned in time that sometimes a shorter cast that is a much easier presentation on your bait can be much better. You got to think about just how, especially in the case of a tuna, like how a tuna eats a bait. They are extremely fast. That's why the water boils when they take a bite, because that fish is moving so fast. They can cover the distance of 50 feet in a snap of a second. And that fish knows when your bait has entered the water. So the extra 5 or 10 feet that you're gaining by overhand casting as hard as you can, your bait slapping the water, probably doesn't make a lick of difference. If you had a nice killer little underhand pendulum and your bait hit the water and slid into the water and took off, it's probably a lot more likely to get a bite because it hit the water and took off running, rather than your other bait that went to another 10 feet on your cast, but it slapped and stunned and it spun around in a circle a little bit. That bait that hits the water and shoots off is going to get a bite more often than the one that didn't get put into the water quite as nice.
I'll throw in something else. I think you said the most important thing is that mastering your cast. Whether it be an overhand cast or an underhand cast, the more time you spend mastering your cast, the better your bait presentation is going to be. And then also, the other thing too, especially on a sport boat where you've got a lot of bait, is if you get a sardine that isn't working for you, get rid of it and get another one right away.
1,000%.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, period.
Yeah. If it's not running, if it's just sitting there when it hits the water, it doesn't take off, you'll know by experience when you've got the right sardine. And 9 times out of 10, if that bait hits the water, it takes off That's the one that's going to get
How many times have all been at the rail and you send a bait out there and you're cast next to your buddy, you look at him like, I'm going to get bit. Like this,
this
bait is going to get a bite.
Yeah.
And just like you said, nine times, it does. Like, I mean, you know when you had that, when you have one, you can feel him shaking through the line and he's just hauling butt and you look at your bud like, I'm about to get bit. Guaranteed. Watch this. And if you're not fishing that one, then change him out until you get that one. Because that's it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Joe in La Mesa has a question here. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. Does CCA get involved with our crisis here in San Diego involving the Tijuana pollution and the sewage?
We kind of touched on that a little bit earlier. Yeah, we are definitely have programs that we're trying to implement to try to curtail some of that. That's a challenging one because it's a cross-border issue.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you go to U.S. agencies or state agencies, sometimes, you know, they'll say, well, our hands are tied. You know, we can't do anything. That's an international issue. So, but we point to it time and time again with the Fish and Game Commission, with the Ocean Protection Council, with the, you know, with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, trying to get them to try to step in and forestall that issue.
Yeah, for sure. Right. You have another good
one? Yeah, I thought so, too. It says, good morning, guys. This is Texas from Ron. It says, good morning, guys. Does CCA have anything to do with any of our freshwater issues? Are we strictly saltwater issues that they deal with? Love everything you guys do. Thanks for all the hard work.
Yeah, great question. No, we're strictly saltwater. We're ocean anglers at this point. We don't, and that's the way it has always been, whether it's on a national basis.
There are other organizations like BASS and stuff.
BASS and Trout Unlimited and place, you know, organizations like that. But we are dedicated to ocean anglers.
There it is.
All right. Very good. And so many great questions here and so much good stuff. But one thing I want to pick the brain of Jim. Mm. Like when you're rigging your boat, You have a I believe it's a 22 Cabo, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And what do you see? And you can kind of have it all because you write about it. You know, what do you see as the when you're rigging a small trailer boat?
Right.
What's the most important thing you do on that boat?
Rigging.
That's a great question.
Well, bait.
Bait.
We just talked about it. You know, my boat came with two 20 gallon. Bait tanks in the back, in the stern of the area of the boat. But one of the first things I did is go to Mark Wish and say, I want more.
Yeah.
And he installed a 28-gallon deck tank. So now I have, 60, almost 70 gallons of bait capacity. You know,
bait is key.
Bait is key. So don't, and I told so many of my buddies, you know, during COVID, they would go out and buy boats, and they wouldn't have hardly any bait supplies. You got to put a live bait tank on here.
Yeah.
Go down, see Mark, get yourself a good quality live bait
tank. And they're not cheap.
They're not
cheap. A good quality tank is not cheap, but there's a reason for it.
But, yeah, but it's worth its weight in gold.
Yes.
I mean, it's you know,
and
I would
install it properly, too, I would guess.
Well,
right?
I had Mark and his crew install this tank as well. It was one of the best additions I ever made to the boat.
All right. That's good.
Electronics are important, you know.
Sure.
Get a good quality sonar fish finder.
Yeah.
You know, I have a 1,000-watt fish finder on there. I don't have a searchlight sonar, it's too small for an Omni or anything like that. But I do have
Model do you have?
I'm running a Lowrance right now, Lowrance HDS 12 on there. But I have the two Airmar transducers, 2,000-watt transducers. One is a B175 high wide, which I think if you were to buy one transducer for everything you do on a small boat. It's a through-hull transducer.
Yep.
It fits flush to the bottom of the boat. You can trailer with it.
I have the same one on my
side. That is an incredible transducer. I mean, you can get more powerful ones, but you're going to pay a lot more money, and you're going to need a bigger boat probably.
But it works.
And then I also just recently put on a Airmar B175 matching, but it's a low frequency.
The low, and I have the same that one too. And the combination of the two covers it all.
Yeah, yeah.
So I use swordfish fishing, deep water cod fishing.
You're right.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. That's why I got it.
So transducer, is the transducer more important than the actual electronics that you're
putting
on?
I think so. Some guys...
Certainly every bit is important.
Yes.
You know?
Some guys buy the transducer first and say, this is the transducer I want, and then
go get the
electronics that fit that transducer.
Yeah.
So I think that's the most important. You know, good quality chart plotter. Nowadays, the shaded relief charting
It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's unfair.
Yeah, it is.
It's unfair, and I like it.
Yeah. It's just, it's so unbelievable. There are no secrets anymore, you know. So get, if you go get a shaded relief chart card that fits your chart plotter and use it. But don't go fishing on my spots.
You have a good test, huh?
I definitely do. And I just got told from Dallas that I got to say hi to both Wyatt and Waylon, who are watching us on YouTube Live this morning. So thanks for the boys for watching. I thought this was good, and it pertains to the bluefin fishing that we're doing. And it's a question about the landing that I thought I could maybe answer for the guys. Is, hey, I've got a question about the renting gear at the San Diego landings. How does it work with certain size fish being caught at certain points in times? How does the pound test on the reels work? I imagine if guys are using lighter line and we catch bigger fish, does landing ever adjust pound test? How do they adjust tackle? What's the process like? And what's the assignment? I can only speak to Fisherman's Landing, but I want to speak to it because I'm so impressed with what those guys do. It has nothing to do with us in the tackle store, but the landing employs 3 full-time people that only tailor to their rental gear.
Wow.
They have very high-end gear now. Because the fish have been so big, it takes quality tackle. It's all CalStar rods. It's Shimano Talikas. It's Pen Fathoms. It's Pen Torx. I mean, it's all really high-end gear. But to answer exactly what his question is, they change it all the time. When a reel comes in from a rental, it gets a new top shot wound on every time. All of the line on, like, the bigger reels is all the depth changing, you know, Power Pro Offshore that changes every 100 feet. Mm-hmm. And the top shots are adjusted every day based on what the captains are telling them. You know, Gavin from the Pacific Queen will come back out and say, hey, man, we saw bigger fish. We want 80 pound on our gear, and everything will get wrapped that way. So to answer your question, Harry, it is all done specifically to what's going on at the time. And because they have full-time guys that do it, it's adjusted by the day.
Yeah.
And I think he's really proud of those guys.
Top of the line gear.
Tech 25s and CalStar 770 heavies. I mean, it is as good as gear gets.
Good as you get. Yeah. Hey, Charisse in Huntington Beach says, good morning, guys. Question is, what has been the biggest challenge that CCA has to deal with here in California, and how can we get involved?
Another good question.
Biggest challenge.
That's a good question because it's been a lot.
I think the biggest challenge is getting everybody to join CCA. That's been a huge challenge.
That's been a big challenge.
You know, listen, I don't like to come on and talk about politics and all the challenges and the difficult things that we're going through in terms of convincing people to, you know, not shut down fishing. But if you don't support CCA, then we will be facing that situation.
Yeah.
So the biggest challenge, I say this to the young people that when I take them fishing or I invite them to a chapter event, I said, do me a favor. This one's free. This year is free. You're on me. You're getting your membership. Please do me a favor and renew every year. Make it an auto renewal every year and tell your friends.
So give the membership to your friend and say, but please renew.
Yeah. It comes with a string. Please, every year. So I think that's it. Because if we could get, you know, all every licensed ocean angler in California to join CCA, we would be an unstoppable force for good. So that's the biggest challenge.
One of the big challenges, too, is this 30 by 30 thing.
30 by 30, yeah. And we're battling that.
Yes.
And I think...
And we're making progress.
I know. I don't want to get complacent, but I do think that we are going to prevail on that one. I don't think we're going to have any... I'm going to do one of your perennial predictions. I'm going to say we are not going to have any additional closures as a result of the 30 by 30 process.
Okay.
I like it.
And it's largely...
Is that kind of like Albacore?
No, hopefully it's better prediction.
Better,
than that.
Yeah. I hope so. Because I haven't been very successful at that.
But I think, you know, we were very successful with our marketing campaign coming out of the shoots on that one.
I know we don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to read this one because it was so particular to exactly what you were talking about in raising funds. It says, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Jim. Hey, CCA is doing such a great job for us anglers. Thank you. I've been a CCA member since the California chapter started. I'm in the Star Tournament again, and if it hasn't been mentioned, please let people know about the monthly regular contribution option. I've been doing $25 a month for several years, and it's a no-brainer. It comes out automatic, and I feel like it's a great way to help out. I always participate in all the fundraisers, and I really want to thank Jim for all his hard work, and that's from Mike in Oceanside.
No, Mike, thank you so much, and I couldn't say it better. Thank you so much for doing that. It's easy to do the monthly contribution. You can do as little as $5.
And you can do it right online.
Yeah, you can do
it right on CCACalifornia.org.
Yeah, sign up right there.
Yeah,
and
it just comes out of your credit card every month?
Yeah. It's
a small amount that you just don't notice,
right.
But you're doing a big, you know, that year goes on and it becomes a big deal. And if all of us could do that, we wouldn't be worried about these well-funded organizations like Fish and
Right,
Boat.
Right. There's so much, I was going to say, there's so much, you know, tends to be a lot of apathy toward political issues, and we need to not be apathetic. We need to join CCA and get passionate like everybody else is in this room.
Well said. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Enter into spring with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Ride the Wave sales event. Now through May 21st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit. That's up to 7 years of warranty protection or up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends May 21st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
CCA California San Diego chapter is hosting their Apps and Tap celebration at Marina Village Saturday, May 17th from 4 to 8 p.m. Join CCA for an evening of great food and drinks, live music, raffle prizes, and a special Beacon Award presentation to honor Let's Talk Hookup host Pete Gray. Tickets can be purchased at www.ccacalifornia.org with a limited number of reserved seating available. We'll see you there.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
Right, here we go. It's time to find out the big winner going fishing on a full-day trip on board the Liberty. Jim's going to do us the honors, flip the prize coin there. Today, nice flip. Ooh, today we have a texter as our winner. Congratulations, Brian, who texted us from Orange County. You're going fishing on board the Liberty on a full day. Congratulations,
yeah, bro. Congratulations, and you're going fishing. And Jim, thank you for all your support, your hard work for CCA. You should be getting the Beacon Award.
No. Yeah, I've been doing this for 34 years.
Well, you do a great job. But we'll follow you, of course, in Saltwater Sportsman. How do we join CCA?
Visit ccacalifornia.org. Sign up there.
Yeah, and then of course the Apps and Taps, the big Anthony Shea dinner coming up this Thursday is the first event.
Yes,
And then Absent Taps on the 17th.
On the 17th. And I should mention the Anthony Shea Award Dinner is sponsored by Bass Pro Shops and Shimano both. They're big sponsors.
Big sponsors.
Yeah, big sponsors.
And those corporate sponsorships are really important.
They are. They are.
For sure. Well, thank you for joining us. And
thank
really
you.
Appreciate your hard efforts. And again, cc8california.org on the events tab. Buy a ticket. And Rick and I will be there this Thursday. We'll see you there. We'll be there for Apps and Taps, too. And I guess I have to go to Apps
Yeah, you're
Taps
definitely.
Right? Yeah, kind of mandatory.
Yeah. And we're looking forward to that. And, boy, what a great show today. Again, thanks to George, all he does. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Tomorrow morning, Valerie Hoprich from Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly known as Queen Charlotte Safaris, will be here. And we'll be back on Facebook, YouTube Live, and, of course, 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you then.